Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. We're doing our Texas Blues episode today, and we're going to do Mr. Freddie King, the Texas Cannonball itself, and how can you do a blues show without playing one of the three kings? Let's listen to Mr. Freddie King, and how about the Big-Legged Woman?
Chop chop in its skirt. Promise me, darling, never make me feel like dirt. She'll have to find it. Goes around the stomp. You are mine. Call it sugar lump, cause you're shot shot minutes good. Promise me, darling, never make me feel like that. I told you once, I told you twice, we go together like red beans and rice, cause you are big leg woman. Shot, shot, minutes, good. All right. Promise me, darling, never make me feel like that.
I like to start out easy. to get on to make it good. The way I make my guitar sing, just like my woman should. She never talks back to me like some women do. I feel so sad and lonesome when I play this low-down blues. Hey!
Mr. Freddie King with Me and My Guitar. Before that, you heard Freddie doing Big Legged Woman. Freddie King is known as the Texas Cannonball from Gilmer, Texas. Where is Gilmer, Texas? Gilmer, Texas is between Shreveport, Louisiana and Dallas, Texas. And Freddie is well known for one of the three kings of the blues, along with him, BB and Albert. And you know, he had a very powerful voice, very soulful voice, very aggressive guitar playing. And, you know, he's a major influence on the electric blues. And, you know, when he went up to Chicago, he mixed the Chicago blues with the Texas blues. And some people liked it and some people didn't. He went to the legendary Chess Records and was turned away many times, but he found his way. And former Governor Ann Richards, I believe it was back in the 1970s, declared September 3rd Freddie King Day. And only two other entertainers are awarded this honor, and that is Bob Wills and Buddy Holly. And you think about the entertainers that come from Texas, and he's one of only three to be named that. That's pretty impressive. He's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was inducted in 2012 by ZZ Top. And Rolling Stone magazine ranked him number 15 of the greatest guitar players of all time. Well, don't go away. We have a lot more music, and we're going to dive in a little bit of history after this short break here. This episode is about Texas blues, and we have a lot more to come. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio FM 97.7.